Hello, awesome life group leaders. It's Nathan here from our Lewis Center campus. I hope that this LeaderCast finds you well. And at the time of writing and recording this LeaderCast, we're just a few weeks into the first part of term one, which is one of our best terms for growth traditionally. So far, so good. It seems as though we've had a lot of interest from people wanting to connect with life groups. You know, so much so that once again, I know we're a little bit behind on new groups and multiplication. You know, what a blessing, right? I know it's a challenge to multiply, but what is more challenging is finding groups for all the new people to connect with. So we really do need our leaders to keep praying and sharing about multiplication with their groups. And now that I've provided yet another shameless plug for multiplication, I want to switch gears a bit and talk about the other multi-aspect of life groups. Not multiplication, but instead multi-generational life groups. So that is life groups that have many generations contained within one group. Did you know that at LifePoint, we strive for as many multi-generational groups as possible? Why is that? Well, it's simple. We believe that groups that are multi-generational are the best groups for learning from one another. And do you know that there are many, many young couples looking for mentors and role models? Like lots and lots and lots and lots. The emails abound. You know, in fact, just this week, I had a young couple reach out to me about a life group, and I sent them info on a group that had mostly younger couples. You know, I thought, well, this will be a good match because there's younger couples there and they'll connect with them. There are a couple mid-life couples in the group, but they asked if there was a group with some 40 and 50-year-olds, and they were willing to drive. I got them connected to this kind of group, and they had to drive almost 40 minutes to attend group. And at that group, they admitted that they left their last church because there were too many young families and not enough depth in age, and they were not learning from people who could mentor them. They were all just kind of guessing at what was next in life. That's a really strange situation to be in, just kind of guessing what's next. So I've also had the flip side happen. You know, sometimes when you get older, let's take me for example, and the kids are almost all grown up, you start to miss being part of the vibrant life that the younger generations bring. You start to realize that you might be set in your ways and set in your thoughts, and you might actually have surrounded yourself with people who think and act exactly like you do. And I ask you, is this healthy? I'd say no. You know, I think about celebrities that surround themselves with yes men and yes women. These yes men and yes women never really challenge them in thought or in life. And these celebrities usually end up really messed up because they're never really confronted with anything different than what their little bubble provides. And the younger generation in our life group can challenge thoughts, ideas, concepts. They can help more seasoned generations understand where the world is heading and how to share Jesus with the younger generation in new ways. You know, typically with younger generations, though, kids are at play. And are kids noisy? Yes. Do they break things? Yes. Is it hard to sometimes concentrate on a study because kids are crying? Yes. But are kids a gift from God? And do they need Jesus as much as adults do? Yes, absolutely yes. Our mission is to reach the younger generations right here at LifePoint. That's one of our missions. And we should never, ever cease wanting to reach the younger generation. Having wildlife available in your group is a mission to the kids and to the young parents too. So take a look around your group. Look, I challenge you to honestly talk to God about the diversity within your group. I challenge you to pray a prayer or two or three about God making your group more multi-generational. And remember, if Jesus had only a small group formed of people who were exactly the same, we probably wouldn't be here today talking about the opportunities we are talking about. The church is a beautiful representation of people from all stages and walks of life. So our life groups should model the same concept. Okay, so until next time, please take this challenge to heart. Keep talking to God, keep drawing life from Him, and thank you for all you do, leaders.